Okay. Feet flat on the ground, back straight, hands palm uppermost on our upper thighs. Neck straight as well. Closed eyes, gently focused on the origin of the spiritual or third eye, which is not in this, although it's in the same position as the spiritual or third eye chakra, it's not the same thing. They coexist in the same space, but they're different. And that origin is in between the two eyebrows and above the bridge of the nose. Those of you who've done the chakra opening exercise, you can use that to move yourself up to the seventh frequency level if you wish. You can use the visual, or you can use the visualization process, or you can use the spoken words. What we're going to use here is a spoken word so that everybody can do it. Okay. So in your mind's voice, or you can speak out aloud, repeat these words. I extend and rotate clockwise all of my chakras. And that means that all of your chakras, the vertically opposed chakras of the root chakra and the crown chakra, and the horizontally opposed chakras of the front aspect and rear aspects of the sacral, solar, heart, throat and spiritual or third eye chakras, all extend and rotate clockwise and pull energy in, raising our quantum level up to the seventh frequency level. Whilst also having an anchor point here, by the way. So see yourself, if you wish, going from being the block of ice, that which is you at the third frequency level, slowly melting, going to the fourth frequency level, becoming a puddle of water, the fifth frequency level, to evaporating the sixth frequency level, and then becoming very diffuse on the seventh frequency level. If you want to use your psychic shield, create your psychic shield, those of you who've subscribed to it, but also create an extra level of programming by telling it that you are totally invisible to this particular virus that's causing us worldwide trouble right now, this COVID-19 virus, in fact any viruses. Your shield makes you invisible to it, it passes through you and comes out the other side, it doesn't stick to you. With those of us who have opened our chakras, this is the same thing. Those little spheres, the little nodules that surround it, which is why it's called corona, can't stick to us. Visualize these little virus-sized spheres with little trumpet-shaped nodules coming towards you and passing straight through you. It's totally unable to attach to you. On the seventh frequency level, or if you've used your psychic shield and programmed it to make you invisible and so diffuse that your body is totally permeable, the virus cannot attach to you. You are totally diffuse. At the seventh frequency level, there is nothing that exists on the first three levels that can touch you, that can stick to you, that can be part of you. At this seventh level, you're closer only a short level of closeness, but you're still closer to your true energetic self than you normally are. So your communicative ability increases. Your level of knowingness, your expansivity, your awareness increases. You know more about who and what you are. And so your fear dissipates as well. If you want to, you can use a switch. Visualize a switch in front of you that turns fear on or off. Turn that switch off, or use your mentally spoken words to say, "I turn my fear switch off." And in doing so, you don't fear. You don't fear anything. You certainly don't fear this virus. If you have no fear of the virus, your frequency stays high. Naturally high. And if your frequency is high, it can't attach to you, because there's nothing for it to attach to. It's like the cup trying to sit on the ice that has had its frequency increased to make it into water, so it's thawed out and become water, and then it's dissolved because it's a higher frequency, becoming probably steam, and then more diffuse as the atoms get further and further away through having higher and higher frequency, becomes totally diffuse. So the gaps in between the atoms are vastly greater than the size of an individual coronavirus or any other virus. So on this seventh level, you're so diffuse that there's no way in which this virus can attach itself to you. Your physical form is too slippery. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist anyway. It's all part of your creativity that creates it, that allows you to be here to experience low frequency existence and the thoughts, behaviours and actions associated with it. But it's time to recognise that you are simply here on a temporary basis to help accelerate your evolution by experience. Physicality in the way that physicality is supposed to be experienced. But it doesn't mean you have to engage with all the physicality. So staying and keeping your frequency high is a way of avoiding any form of virus, including COVID-19, from attaching itself to you. Just know that your frequency is so high that everything passes through you. Nothing can stick to you, nothing can take hold, nothing can affect your biology. Your biology is a much higher frequency. Just stay here in this high frequency state for a moment. Let you know how it feels. Just feel that you're impervious to everything. Still follow the rules of your government, because we have to show conformance, but know that you're safe. Your higher frequency condition, you do this first thing in the morning when you get out of bed, you wake up, last thing before you go to bed. Know that you are a higher frequency, and as such, intangible. You are intangible to any virus, including this COVID-19 virus. Feel your lightness. Feel your dissolution. Your diffuseness. Feel your nothingness. See everything passing through you. Nothing sticks, nothing stays. Nothing can stay because nothing is there. Just stay here for a couple more minutes. Just feel the lightness that is you. You're as light, lighter than a feather. You're beyond the feather. Okay. So just ask your chakras to stop their rotation and contract back into their points of origin so that you come down to this level, knowing that you're already high, you're staying high for the next 12 hours, so to speak. So you can use these words: I stop the rotation of my chakras, of all my chakras. I stop the rotation of all of my chakras, and I contract all of my chakras to their points of origins. And you come back down to the earth level, the zero level. But know that you still retain this level of higher frequency-ness, this non-stickiness. So slowly come back into the room, slowly open your eyes. If you've got some water, drink the water to help ground you. And know that you are somebody who's going to live outside of fear. Be more expansive, understand more of the greater reality, but more importantly, You're a higher frequency, and therefore the virus can't stick to you. As I said, still stay within the conformancy of the advice from your local governments, but know that you're okay. Even though you may still need to isolate, for instance, or stay isolated, or go into social distancing, just know that you're okay. Just keep your frequencies high and this virus will not touch you. Okay, well, we've come to the end of this satsanga, and again, thank you for listening to it. A couple of the workshops have been put on hold. Certainly the Chinese workshop's been put on hold. It was supposed to happen in May, so the one that was supposed to happen in May at Slovenia has been put on hold. Slovenia is very close to north of Italy. The next workshop was supposed to be in Irvine, on the west coast of the States. That's still planned to happen. I think that by the time we get to July, things will have calmed down a lot, and flights will be back up and running back to the States, and people will be able to go back into the States. But we'll have a contingency plan anyway. We can always move it back a little bit if we need to. But right now, it's still happening. Look on the website, www.beyondthesource.org. Look for the events tab and scroll down to the workshops, and you'll see all the details about the Irvine workshop there, and the links to the Eventbrite page to buy your tickets or reserve your tickets as well. Okay, whilst I was doing this, I was getting a lot of, I wouldn't say persuasion, but a lot of information to suggest that I'm going to help people for the next 2 months. I'm going to reduce the price of the psychic shield, because all you need to do with the psychic shield is do it and then tell it to provide you with additional protection for the virus, so the shield also protects you from the virus as well, and it will do so. So I'm going to reduce it down to £1. I'll have to keep something on there to keep the system working. So I'm going to reduce it down to £1 for 2 months from the start of the satsanga, which is so from the 28th of March up until the 28th of May. I'm going to reduce it down to £1 so people can buy it very easily. And also people can buy it for other people as well. Okay, so we'll do that. I'm going to reduce it down to £1 so people can use it very simply. It's very affordable. And I would leave it on there for the next 2 months so people can use it and share it with others. Okay, thank you for listening again. Thank you for being high frequency. Thank you for understanding the bigger picture and listening to me advise that this is basically one of a number of different ways we're being told to behave ourselves and look after our environment and each other and stop being selfish. Use our individualized free will in a more, shall we say, collaborative and higher frequency way. So keep safe, keep high frequency, and look forward to working with you in April's satsanga. Namaste to you all.